having confidence at his coming. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. It is a fact that Jesus will come again. The Lord said that he would come again. In John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." The angels declared his second coming, as we read in Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The epistles of Paul emphasize it. For example, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." The Apostle Peter taught that the Lord would come again in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. There are many questions concerning the second coming. Many will ask, when will the second coming be? We know the answer. Matthew 25:13 says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 24:35-6, Jesus made it very clear, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Another question that people have is, what will he do when he comes? We know that he will raise the dead, as we read in John chapter 5, verse 28-29. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." We know that when he returns, he will change the living. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 55 says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" We know that when Jesus returns, he will judge the world, as we read in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 34. We know that when Jesus returns, he will judge the world, as we read in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Verse 31 says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." Verse 46 says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." But the really important question is, how will he find me when he comes? Fact is, he will find some people prepared, and he will find some people ashamed. We know that he will find some people ashamed according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Some will be ashamed because they denied the Lord, as we know from Jude verse 4. "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Some deny the Lord by word, as we read in Matthew 26:69-75, as we read the account of Peter denying the Lord with his words. For we know that before the cock crew, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. Some will deny him by the life that they live. Titus 1:16 says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Some deny him by denying his word. Mark 8:38 says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Some will be ashamed because they rebelled at the commandment of the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9 says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Some will be ashamed because they have trodden underfoot the Son of God, as we read in Hebrews 10:26-31. "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, 'Judgment belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people.' It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Some will have stopped trying to live for Jesus. Some will be ashamed at judgment because they've turned back into the sinfulness of the world. 2 Peter 2:20-22 says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they're again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, 'The dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.'" And some will have given heed to seducing doctrines. 1 Timothy 4:1-6 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if he receiveth it with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained." And the next time, in part 2, we will talk about those that he will find with boldness and confidence at the second coming of Christ.